Good afternoon. A dry and cold day in progress across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control, keeping skies mostly sunny. With less wind than yesterday, it'll be more comfortable. However, temperatures will therefore struggle and only reach the middle and upper 20s on average for daytime highs. It'll be clear and temperatures will drop back into the teens and lower 20s early tonight before clouds start to roll in advance of the next system. Temperatures will then climb late at night back into the middle 20s. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy start to the day on Friday as a frontal system approaches from the Great Lakes. A low pressure wave along that front will touch off a round of rain showers as we head into Friday afternoon, with a southerly wind flow pushing temperatures all the way into the lower and middle 40s. Rain showers will be around into the night on Friday night. Temperatures will stay mild and well above freezing. And with a higher starting point on Saturday, in advance of another wave of low pressure taking the same track, high temperatures will surge well into the 50s to near 60 by Saturday afternoon. As that second wave draws closer, rain will become increasingly more likely on Saturday afternoon, with some heavier bursts of rain on Saturday night. Leftover showers behind the system on Sunday morning, it'll still be very mild with temperatures in the upper 40s to start the day before cooler air starts to move in as we dry it out on Sunday afternoon. This will leave us with dry and somewhat cooler weather Monday and Tuesday of next week with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the lower 40s with a few rain and snow showers possible on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front stretching from West Texas into the Great Lakes will slowly advance east today. Return flow on the western side of a strong ridge in the Atlantic Ocean will evict moisture and warmer temperatures northward from Texas and the Gulf of Mexico into the Great Lakes just ahead of the front. Anomalous warmth will continue on Friday from Texas to the Great Lakes, with highs running roughly 15 to 25 degrees above normal. Given the slow movement of the front across the Mississippi Valley and moisture spreading northward, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop tonight into tomorrow from eastern Oklahoma into the Ohio Valley. Locally, heavy rain will be possible into portions of Illinois and Indiana, where heavy rain over the past couple of weeks has left it more difficult to take on additional water. As a potent upper-level disturbance moves out into the southern plains, strong to severe storms are expected to develop from East Texas into Louisiana and Arkansas by Friday afternoon, where the Storm Prediction Center is highlighting an enhanced risk of severe weather. Flash flooding will also be possible with these storms. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 62, set in 2008, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:39 p.m. 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and cold today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, cold today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, chilly today with highs in the middle and upper 20s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy and milder with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon, lower to mid-40s. Breezy and mild on Saturday with rain moving in the afternoon, middle and upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with morning showers on Sunday, then some afternoon sun. Early day highs in the upper 40s, then temperatures dropping. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 Monday. Increasing clouds, lower 40s on Tuesday, and a chance of showers Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.